الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If our intellectuals could understand the socio-political objective of these prayers, morning sessions, and passion plays, they would not then question the holding of these gatherings of morning rituals. All intellectuals plus westernized people and all the power wielders put together cannot produce a 15th of Khordad, June 5th, uprising. The holder of such might is he, Imam al-Hussein, under whose banner all congregates. We who cry we want Islam and the Islamic Republic know that it is because all have come together under the banner, which is Islamic, and is for Allah, and they all rose, as we all saw, for Allah.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed. And in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Today, I want to talk about one very important topic in life, which is God. He says, "Do not neglect God even for a moment. Neglecting the source of power, which is God, leads mankind to perdition and destruction." Well, I think this is the test that we're all having in life. The world with all its glitters and the nature of it, you know, which is a game, lahw and la'ib, which is mentioned in the Quran, which means like, you know, a game. And then the remembrance of God, like that this is the trial and the test of life. On the one hand, you have all the beautiful glitters, and then on the other hand, you have God. So remembering that we are God-like and we have the potential to become perfect, but the hard part is remembering our source, where we came from and where we're heading.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
So in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions this fact by saying, "So celebrate the name of your Lord, وَاذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبَّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا." This is in chapter Muzammil, verse number 8, where he says, "Celebrate the name of your Lord. Constantly remember and mention highly the name of your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dedicate yourself, dedicate your life, dedicate your being, dedicate all the cells of your body to Him with total dedication," which is something totally hard. And that is the secret to becoming a real human being. Elsewhere in the Quran, in chapter A'raf, verse number 205, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Remember your Lord within your heart beseechingly and reverentially, without being loud, morning and evening. And do not be among the heedless." So this is, I think, the secret to life. Thank you very much for being with us. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, every night.